think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome to the Latest Now We Stand podcast, brought to you by RedArmyBet.com, a betting site where what you win goes to you, what you lose goes back out into some more supporter-based projects. It's the final away game of a marathon season. We're down at St Mary's Stadium in Southampton. And if ever anything shouted pointless at the top of its voice, it's this trip tonight. Something that never sort of ceases to amaze me about United support, when throughout the season we've seen grounds not full, especially one not too far away from where we're based. And last night, the Emirates Stadium at Arsenal declared a high attendance, but obviously what was in the ground was nowhere near that. Nothing to play here tonight, nothing to play for. The eggs went in the Europa League basket a little while back now. Dead rubber. We've seen the team. It looks like it's a dead rubber with one eye on something else. And it's the same for Southampton, who've got nothing to play for at either end either. So, but as the point I was going to make was the coach is full. 40-odd, 50-seater coach, not a place on it. The United end sold out. There's people still outside looking for tickets, which is quite remarkable when you think about it. Not only is it a dead rubber, it's not even on a weekend. It's a Wednesday night, which means time off. Means time off half day at best today. Potentially it means half day or a whole day off tomorrow for people who are going to be nursing the after effects of a 5-hour bus journey, 10-hour round trip. So, the people who are down here tonight can definitely put themselves in the dedicated category. I didn't make it down on a bus myself. I've been down here with work, so I've driven over from Bristol. So even though I've not done the bus journey, I still think I'm mental for coming out this far and doing this when I should have probably gone home after four nights away. But anyway, we're in the concourse underneath, having a quick beer before the game starts, and I'm just going to have a mooch around, pull a few lads, and talk to them about, obviously, the main event that's coming up in a week's time over in Sweden. So I've got brothers Mullen in front of me, and when I say brothers, obviously I mean a small percentage of the clan. Matty, how are you, mate?
How are you, mate? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, Tar. What are you doing here, you mad bastard?
I know. It's the ultimate call of duty, really. I had a meeting this morning, 7 o'clock this morning, I had a meeting to get done in time. Got back at 10, quick change, taxi into town, but it's been a good laugh, isn't it? At the end of a long, long season, must admit now, I'm ready for the end of the season.
Are you at the point where you do feel like this has just felt like the longest season you've ever done?
Yeah, massively. We were saying it the other day, it's the Thursday Sundays are killer. I don't mind so much the Thursday night, but every game been a Sunday, every long away been a Sunday. You're waking up Monday morning every week. I mean, our last three, last two, like London and Arsenal and Tottenham, and it's the never-ending season.
See, I've been all right with the Thursday-Sunday thing, in the sense of what pisses me. I don't care about kick-off times as long as I know when they are. I hate it when games, you know, because it's hard to keep track of them. I hate it when Saturday games get moved to Sunday. The thing about Europa League, it has given you that Sunday certainty, which meant you can do things on Saturdays like watch horse racing.
Yeah, and it was good for a bit, like, but the home games I don't mind so much, but the longer ways have took its toll, and we've missed that. You know, like this, normally we had these on a Saturday. It's great because we have a good pub where we stop off on the way, and it's amongst probably one of my favourite trips, Southampton away.
You swerved that pub today, if you come straight down.
Yeah, well, you can't, can you? You know, with traffic in midweek and that. We left town at 12:30, so you can't, you know, can't give people a chance to work half day.
So half 12, and with time we get here about 6:45.
Yeah, about that, yeah, so pretty much pulled up, so.
Yeah, it's a 6-hour stint, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah, so, you know, you can't, setting off any early would mean people couldn't do half. So you get that took away from you, which is a shame. We've had it a few times where grounds where we normally stop off at a pub on the way and have a real long day, we've had it limited by either midweek or Sunday games.
Yes. Ned, are you feeling the effects of the season yet? A man who, let's face it, has a drink problem.
Mate, you've said a lot of nice things like that about me lately.
By problem, I mean two hands, one mouth.
The George Best one was probably my favourite ever compliment anyone's ever said about me. But
it's been a long one, hasn't it?
It has. It really has. And do you know what? A little bit like Matty was saying, like, it feels like, you know, last season when there was a few crawler fights and there was away games, and it was like Watford and stuff like that, it felt like we were almost guaranteed to play on Saturday at 5:30 so we could go at 12:45. There's been none of that this year. Everything seems hard work, and it feels like we've played every 3 days.
We can't keep blaming Crawler for stuff, though. I've blamed Crawler for about 5 things this year at home, and she started to put 2 and 2 together. And
she sort of smelt a rat by the wedding, didn't she? That not everything's...
That was it, yeah.
He don't fight that much, does he?
Well, she should have had a new kitchen by now. But if Crawler ever fights in Vegas, I think that could potentially be it.
That's his next plan, isn't it, by all accounts? But it really has been the longest season. I can't wait for next week, and it's been great and everything, but yeah, I'm ready for the summer.
Was there any temptation tonight to just sack it up, or...?
Not at all. I mean, I've had to... As you know, I'm self-employed, and, like, I've had to take 2 days off, and they're all like, no show, no dough sort of thing, but I'm not bothered. I'll still take it off in that. It's been the most expensive season ever, no question about it.
Obviously, you know, as someone who's home and away everywhere, what's the psychology behind feeling like you have to be here this evening? Because fucking miles away, nothing at stake. You've quite rightly pointed out that it's half a day off today, 2 days off potentially if you include tomorrow. You know, there's people who'll be listening to this, you know, United fans, even fans of other clubs, will be going, well, why not just skip it?
It's a fair point, and it's one you don't even know yourself, but I think you started this podcast out by saying it's... I do think United have a slightly more ridiculous mentality than most other fans with that, where, like you say yourself, you've travelled over tonight and you'd be well within your rights to say you've done more than enough this year to not bother. You're in Stockholm for, what, 2 nights, 3 days next week? We're at Old Trafford this weekend, we're at Spurs, we're at... was it Arsenal the week before? It doesn't matter. Whatever's going, we'll still go to the game no matter what.
I think I said in the past, like, there's probably one thing worse than coming to a game like this and it's missing it. And as hard as it is, and come 4 o'clock when you can...
You think that's the lesser of the two
evils? Yeah, when you try to flag taxis down in Piccadilly at 4 this morning, tomorrow morning. But if you're sat at home now, what are you... You'd be gutted, wouldn't you? You just go, it's habit, it's what you do.
Look at the state of the coach as well. Like you say, it's full and it's just the same people, the same... having a laugh and all that.
Well, obviously, I got on it for the last 45 minutes because you very kindly picked me up on the motorway, but... there's a few casualties on there. It looks like a couple of people have gone out with a bang.
Well, there's one lad. Are we keeping him nameless?
Yeah, let's call him...
No, It needs to be nameless because it's obviously not fair on Sam Bowers if we do blow him up.
Well, I had an early chat to him and he's got this bottle of wine. He starts drinking it, starts down it. I said, like, you know, pace yourself, Sam. Like, and he's like, he said, no. He said, I've got work tomorrow, so I'll get drunk on the way.
Nothing on the way home,
have a nice sleep. He's slightly miscalculated his times, yeah. And the sleeping come a bit earlier than planned, I think.
It's horrible that when you're trying to judge what's the cut off for the next day. You drive for a living, don't you? So that must be...
Yeah, and like I've many a time I've had to start later than I should have done. Yeah. Do you remember that Tottenham game last year? And I remember we're coming back down Princess Parkway and you said to me, there's no way. I think I was due to pick up...
That
person
she will not be named.
Yes, and at 5 a.m. and I got a car, and you said there's no way you'll be picking her up at 5 a.m. to go back to London.
And I was right.
Yeah, you were. 1:05. Remember the phone going off, and I seen her name. Looked at the clock, 1:05.
That judgment. I was flying back from Australia. I'd been out there with work. My car was at the airport, and I had to drive to work when I landed. And obviously, you're on a long-haul flight, you need a drink, don't you? So I was trying to work out how best I could judge, because I didn't know what day it was in terms of time. So, you know, the map of the... You know, you have that little map of the journey. Yeah, I had to stop drinking at India. So if I stop drinking at India, I can land and be all right to drive. So.
Steve?
By the way, can you just write down 6:48? Because I need to edit that when I get this back, because he's just told the podcast that about my... three-night, two-day start. I'm not told her yet.
How's it going to go down?
It'll involve lead.
She's an understanding lady, though.
She might be getting that kitchen after all.
Yeah, you know.
Speaking of which, Austin.
Yeah, anyway, back at the ranch before. No, I don't want to get into my domestic. Nobody wants to know my domestic situation. What is your plan for next week, then?
We're just on the Thomas Cook day trip. Right, okay. It's such an expensive trip that... And, like, it's been... Like you say, it's been the most expensive season ever, so going to do the day trip, which is still £500, and take the day off after and go for summit around.
So what time do you leave?
We're going to leave, I think, about 7 a.m. Yeah. And apparently United have said we're due back about 8 a.m.
I know. Wow.
And then on the Thursday...
Is that because of the volume of flights that'll be?
I think it must be, mustn't it? Because there's no way you'd be like... You'd be normally about 3 or 4 a.m, so...
Well, are they 2 hours ahead?
Oh, I don't know, actually. I just thought one, to be honest.
Okay.
But you get it back when you come back over, don't you? So I think the plan is get back in Manchester. Let's say, even if it's around breakfast.
Yeah. Or just go out.
Go to the Grove, I think, for a few hours.
First orders at the Grove. Yeah.
It's Neil's birthday next Wednesday, the day of the final, and mine on the Thursday, day after.
Steve,
so
buys a couple of drinks over there.
So are you born a day apart? Yeah.
Born a day apart. Yeah.
Yeah. And how many years?
Obviously, a lot of years. Yeah,
17 years apart.
You know, that's a coincidence. Anyway. Yeah. Right, so I take it you're on the same day stop?
Yeah. There's quite a few of us on it, actually.
Right, where do you stand now? Obviously, you know, we've talked about Europa League, you know, all legs in that basket for a couple of months on podcasts and in the mag, and we never really got our hopes up for top four, given the fixture running, and, you know, with defeats at Arsenal, you know, sloppy home draw against Swansea, I think it was, defeat at Spurs. We were right to think like that.
Yeah.
So we've got to where we thought. Tonight's team looks like, again, it's got next week in mind. Where do you stand on how next week's likely to go?
I don't know. What I do think with Mourinho, what he's great at is big games where he's got a long time to prepare. So that gives me a lot of confidence. But I don't know. I've been confident plenty of times this season and left disappointed, but I do have fancy us. You know, a lot said about, you know, they're a little bit of a mini Monaco with the pace they've got, a lot of young players, but I'm hoping that'll go a bit similar to how the Juventus Monaco game went, and we'll just have too much of them. But you've got to score goals at the end of the day. I've no doubt we'll dominate.
I've got a button. What, you live in Chicago, what are you doing here?
I've come in today, mate, from Chicago. I'm fucking watching this game, going home on Saturday. and then I'm fucking flying from Chicago to Iceland on Tuesday, and then I'm going to Stockholm.
Wow.
Come on!
That's an agenda, isn't it? I'll talk to you in a bit. I work with him.
Right. I'll get you.
Yeah. I have actually got a job. So he's flown from Waterloo. God, and we thought we'd done it mentally.
We thought Manchester's a long way from Tottenham.
Oh, yeah.
Dave, you broke your bus cherry this last 2 weeks, is that right?
I have done, yeah. It's been a laugh, to be fair. I was off my face the last 2 days. I'm off my face today, but then again, when you think about it, it's like, I've been mired for about 18 months to get on the bus, and I've finally done it. I've not had my initiation because you've not been on it, but that will come next season.
No, that's to come. And believe you me, that will test all your resolve.
I'm ready for it.
Next week?
Monday night, we'll get a train from Manchester to Stansted Airport, staying overnight.
A train to Stansted?
Yeah.
There isn't one, is there?
Well, train to, I don't know, but we're going to Stansted by a train. And then we go from Stansted to Stockholm. We'll have 2 nights in Stockholm. There's six of us in a double room. There's six of us. And then on Thursday, we're going to Barcelona. We're staying a night in Barcelona, a full day in Barcelona, and back to Manchester on Friday night. So
we need our edge testing, really, don't you?
That doesn't include any of those girls you're trying to slide into, does it, Dave?
No comment.
Right, well, have a good trip, lads. I'll see you after the game, yeah? How are you, mate?
Nice, Luke.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
What are you doing next week?
5 days, 4 nights, so I'm supposed to be working, but you can work from anywhere these days.
Yeah.
And they don't need to know where you're working from.
Well, yeah, exactly. Let's hope they're not listening to this. What? So you had this booked a while back, didn't you?
I had five different hotels booked months ago, all spread all over near Stockholm. But the flights actually I got after the home game against Celta Vigo. So I managed to get Manchester to Munich, Munich to Stockholm, and then coming back Zurich. And it was about 260, so it was pretty decent.
All in.
Hotel was £50 a night.
So you're down what?
Four-star hotel.
Yeah.
With breakfast, so 475 all in, ish.
Very good.
I just got by my brandy to take in my suitcase now.
Where do you stand? Obviously, you know, I don't want to get too deep into tonight's game and stuff. Obviously, it's all about next week.
Yeah.
You get the sense that it's kind of got that 1990 cup final feel to it, as in win it and you know United will kick on, lose it and it cuts at us back a bit.
Well, it's a bit of a tough one. I mean, for fans like me, I've enjoyed the Europa League, just because Champions League you get the same teams every single time. Europa League's a bit different, but from a club's point of view, obviously we need to be in the Champions League, and yeah, we do need to win. It's as simple as that. We need to attract the top players. So winning it, it's not about the money. We can afford whoever we want. It's just about getting the right players to then, like you say, kick on.
How do you expect it to pan out next week? Then you expecting strong United all out, or do you think he's going to
turn? Do you know what? I've been thinking about this, and I haven't got a clue. And I'm a bit fearful that it'll just be that we sit back for a while and just try and win it 1-0, just like Jose does, you know. And it's that hanging on at 1-0 that I can't bear, to be honest. Yeah, I'd rather us just go at them from the get-go, get an early goal, settle down, and then they have to come at us.
They're quite a young team, aren't they? Quite attacking. They're just going to go gung-ho, I think.
Yeah, I mean, the two games against Lyon, they were both high-scoring. And I didn't watch them, but apparently they were open at the back quite a lot as well, Lyon. So hopefully they'll come all guns blazing at us and we can take advantage of, you know, defensive frailties. Yeah.
The bit I meant about the it's got that 1990 feel, it's the difference between us classing this as a good season and us classing it as a season of failure.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, take away, just ignore the fact we've won Charity Shield, doesn't count really.
League Cup's alright, but it's not.
League Cup's okay, but you know, we need something, especially not even getting top four. We need something. top four on its own would have been okay, but this would be better.
Yeah. What's your plans while in Stockholm then? Are you you're going to get out and about?
Yeah, hopefully do the old tourist stuff until all you lot turn up. And
we're
then
in Uppsala, so we're swerving.
That's where I am as well, yeah.
Alright. Might see you for a drink.
Yep, no worries.
Cracksman for the dancing?
I've got no idea, actually. I've not looked at it.
Blessed to Empress running in the Mary
Gate. Oh, I spotted that, yeah.
That's a little bit of an interest from my point in that one. So, anyway, I'll see you later on, yeah?
No worries.
As you can hear, there's only one thing on most people's minds. No one's asked about tonight's game, so I won't bother too many more people about that. We'll get a bit of post-match after the game, maybe get a few more ideas about what people are doing to get to Stockholm. It's not going to be cheap for anybody. Day stops are over £500. Most people will probably spend that while they're there. But there's people here doing one night, two nights. There's people going in from all kinds. And as you just heard, my mate from the US guy I used to work with here, he's going Chicago to Reykjavik, Reykjavik over, and he's got all kinds of weird plans. How are you, mate? All right. So a lot of sacrifices being made to get to the final. We'll be back after the game with some post-match, but till then, cheers. Full time down here on the south coast, Southampton 0, United 0. Result expected. It's actually an alright game. I've seen much, much worse games than that this season. I certainly saw several games worse than that last season and the season before, and definitely the season before that, so I'm not going to moan too much. Pretty solid performance, some decent attacks, some good football to watch, and it was an alright game. Southampton a decent side, very similar pattern to the League Cup final where they absolutely came flying out in the second half and had United on the nap, but great performance from the keeper. Might be the last time we see him before Stockholm, but yeah, he did alright. And then yeah, it was a decent game, so we're going to leave the stadium now, get out, and had a bit of a drama at half time. We had to go and see to a colleague who wasn't particularly well. We actually thought he was dead at one point, so we were a bit worried that we weren't sure where we were going to dispose of him so we could still get away on time. Alright, we're coming out of the stadium now. I'm going to go and turn grab a few. How was half time for you, Steve?
Yeah, it was very interesting. I was you know, if he had have been dead,
yeah. What would you have done? Just should we have just bitten wheelie bin?
I think I don't know. We've had his money, so I mean,
we've not had a corpse on the bus before, have we? Did remarkably. We've had a couple of close ones.
We've had some close ones. I think the fact that he's paid return, then we should probably have taken him home. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We could have ordered an Uber and then, you know, swiped his card. It would have been fine. Yeah. We would have got him home, which is nice.
It's the least we could have done, I suppose.
But I don't know. I think probably even though he's probably had a better time than we have tonight.
I thought it was an all right game, me.
It was an all right for a 0-0. It was an all right, but I mean,
0-0 dead rubber. I thought it was some good attacking football.
I mean, have you ever at least wanted to travel, you know, 500 mile round trip on a midweek than he did for this game tonight? You know, so it didn't have a lot going for it, did it? We couldn't move anywhere.
I thought it was a better game than the score and right, we expected.
It was an alright game, and United played with Mkhitaryan and Mata first half in particular. They played quite well, didn't they?
Right.
You know,
give me your before we get back where the bus is, based on who you've seen play tonight and who would you expect to start in Stockholm?
He's got no choice but to play Dumb and Dumber in the centre, hasn't he? He'll bring Valencia back at right back. He might leave Darmian at left back because he seems to like him playing there. I think he's got
the right last five or six games.
Yeah, I don't think he'll play both. I don't think he'll start with Mkhitaryan and Herrera. I think he'll play one of those.
Where are you going, you dick? The bus is that way.
And I'm just waiting for someone.
All right.
It'll be long.
Yeah, hurry up.
Sorry. Then I think he'll play. Obviously, he'll want to bring Pogba back in it. I don't think he'll start with Rooney. I think he'll play. He'll try and play a bit of pace.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Steve. How are you? All right.
I think he'll play a bit of pace. So obviously, he's saving Rashford. And Romero's obviously
got
enough.
Lingard. He fucking likes Lingard, doesn't he?
Yeah, I can't. No, I can't see him starting with Lingard.
No.
I don't know how he. I think he'll weigh up that team. What he's always done is, if he respects the team or if he likes the team, he'll make a team to play. I think he's definitely going to start Fellaini.
Oh, he went off injured, didn't he? Straight down the tunnel.
Yeah, so he, as soon as he sort of showed he'd had a bit of a knock, he pulled him off, didn't he? So I think he knows who he's going to play. I can't see. I don't know. I'm not sure he's going to start Martial either, but I think he will start Mata. I think
you picked about 14 players there, I think.
No, I don't think I was trying to count. I was trying to do a formation that I'd see there, but I was miles away from it. But I don't know. It's one of those. It's whether he goes and thinks, you know what, we're going to be better than these and beat these, or whether he says, no, we're just going to stop them and make sure we win. So,
Tangerine will get home.
Hey?
Tangerine will get home.
It's not going to be before 3 o'clock, is it?
I might get run over, you know.
There will be a day.
No. Yeah, I could actually be it.
That's if, you know, who knows where you'll be with these drivers. We'll just have to see if we have got a corpse here, actually.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to get back and see how our lad's doing. How are you, Sam? All right?
You all right, mate? No, they're taking it out.
Oh God! We're just back at our bus now, so I'll try and grab it. Hey, mate, you all right? Your thoughts on that?
Fucking hell, Booker! That bus got to get the beers off now before they get off.
Please to pull them over the services.
That's a shame. Obviously, all coaches to football are non-drinking. So.
Unlucky.
Yeah. Thoughts on the game?
Roll on Wednesday. Fuck it. Is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is what it is.
It was an alright game, I thought.
This wouldn't get beat.
I've watched worse games than that.
I have.
Expecting the team that was put out.
Strong,
was
it? Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was stronger than expected.
Kids, but is what it is.
I thought, in a way, though, it was a little bit clever because there's a few players there who are going to give it some to try and get on the pitch,
yeah,
aren't they, in
to
Sweden?
Try and save my United.
Makes it even sweeter that it's only an half an hour journey to the hotel. Yeah.
Goalie did his chances now, hadn't he?
Romero played his part. Yeah. And that's why he's playing his fucking final.
He's putting his point across.
Say the guy does go.
Show him what he's got to offer, innit?
He should be in line. Zanzi Chini's number one, for fuck's sake. Never mind fucking backup goalkeeper for Man United.
Do you know what, though?
He's solid as a rocking.
Someone was saying he's never been a number one at any club he's been at, but he's been Argentina.
He should be because he's fucking solid as a rock. He don't let anyone down and he tries his fucking hardest.
Question for you then, before I go. De Gea goes, would you stick with Romero?
Stick with Romero all day long. Yeah. All day long. Every day, all day.
Good stuff. Johnny, come on the podcast. Largely so I can have some chips off you.
That was bad, wasn't it?
You
really
got it?
Fucking hell. Tell you what, Martial can fuck off. He didn't fucking run once in that second half.
He's a lazy bastard.
He's got all the talent in the world, but he doesn't fucking try, does he?
No.
He's not just the opposite to Rashford. He could just be like just as good as Rashford. If he put the effort in, he'd probably be better, wouldn't he?
I'd actually like to see him and Rashford play together more often so they can try and outdo each other, because I think one would raise the bar of the other.
Up front, both together? Yeah, you might be right there, to be fair, but it's not going to happen, is it?
No. This is the quick... Hang on, just let me get out of the way. There's a mobility scooter coming past and it's been driven by Lewis fucking Hamilton, judging by the speed it's going. Oh, fucking hell, mate. Speed of that? Fucking hell. Yeah. Anyway. Any further on with who you think will start in Stockholm based on what you've seen tonight?
Rashford will be up front, won't he? Lingard, Fellaini. Fellaini went straight down the tunnel when he went off, didn't he?
I'm fearful that Lingard's going to play. He seems to like him, doesn't he?
He's alright, Lingard. He puts a shift in.
He's not a starter, though, is he?
He is in that team. That team's shit. He is.
Right. See you later. See you later. Dave, stop showing pictures of people who aren't very well.
Well, Sam Bauer's in a bad state. So,
he is, yeah,
so,
yeah. But,
so.
You know,
but that's his own fault. You're meant to pace yourself in games, aren't you? So, do you know what I mean?
We've all been there.
And
you shouldn't have named him either. And we don't want anybody finding out that he's not very well and he can't.
Well, he's had to take his kegs off to get on the bus.
So have heard. How are we doing, gents?
Hi, mate. All right. That was fun, wasn't it?
I seem to be one of the few people who thought it was actually an alright game.
You know, I said at half time we're actually not playing too bad, but going forward.
Yeah. See, I'd like
so
to have said
bad.
Stuff at half time, but me and Steve Black had to come back to the coach.
Black is just so good, yeah.
I was going to say, I bet Sam Bowers feels a lot worse than we feel at this moment.
Know, yeah. Actually glad. I was actually, obviously, I've got to go and get my car. So I'm going to go 30 miles. You're going to drop me at the services and I'm going to drive the rest of the way. But
can we come with you?
No. Yeah. No. I'm quite glad that I think there may be a slight odour on that bus.
Well, I believe, yeah, that fucking Blackie said our seats have been affected.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, no, by buying projectile vomiting.
Are you going to have some money back?
Yeah, 40 quid.
We came back at half time and to just check that he was okay, and he obviously wasn't. But I imagine it's a bit like, you know, when people get called to the scene of a serious murder scene. It was a bit like that. But
so
anyway,
did he not actually leave that scene until half time in that? Oh,
no, absolutely. Anyway, I'm sure 20,000 people listening to this aren't interested in him. What were your thoughts on the match and anyone stand out performance wise?
Do you know what? Again, I thought Rooney, fucking passenger, Mkhitaryan, a passenger. But to be fair, the entire team have just been told to go through the motions, and quite rightly so. We're waiting for Stockholm now. Palace will be the same. Yeah. Palace will be exactly the same state. We'll go through
Jones
the motions.
Played well.
Yeah, you would. Hang on. Brilliant. Had to get back on the bus because the police have made given us the nod to get on. There's a strong smell of bleach at the back of this bus, lads. How are you, Dan? Thoughts on the game?
It was just a shit performance. Well, not a shit performance. What you'd expect from an end of season game where there's nothing to play for.
It was an alright game.
It was an alright game. Yeah, we had enough chances, but there was no sort of high tempo, was there, anything like that. They've got the mind on Wednesday, and that's fine. I'm happy with that.
Brods.
Hello.
All right. Welcome to your annual bus visit.
Twice this season. It was all right. It's all you want from tonight. No injuries, apart from Delaney. Was he injured?
Did he go off injured?
Well, straight down the tunnel.
I wasn't really paying attention. Yeah. All right. Well, apart from him.
And Bailey looked like he struggled.
Well, he can't play on next week, can he?
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
But generally, just like Dan says, what you'd expect, and it's end of season, non-event, really.
Keeper played well.
Did really well.
You know, he did play well, didn't he?
He really
I missed the penalty save because I was waiting for a kid outside for his ticket. But the four saves I didn't see him make, outstanding, superb.
Can't fault him at all, he was really good.
We were talking about whether he deserves his place in the final or not. I think he does. Frost thinks we should play De Gea, but I think he deserves it.
I don't think he doesn't deserve it. I just think De Gea is better, therefore De Gea should play.
It's the fucking final, and you play your best
about.
Team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. And there's no room for sentiment.
And that's no... slant on Romero. He's done well, he's good, but I think De Gea's better.
Yeah, I mean, Ferguson did it a number of times with League Cup sides in that sort of period where we got to a two or three final. I can't remember when it twice in 3 years or twice in 2 years, but he used the reserve keeper and then played his best goalie
in the final. Yeah. He did that quite a bit, didn't he?
It's not a time to be fucking sentimental, is it?
No, but the thing is, you've got to win, haven't you?
Yeah.
And if you win, it's all forgotten and no one will care.
If we do win Europa League, that's the difference between what I think will be classed as a poor season and what will be classed as a very good season.
Yeah, that's it. It's all on Wednesday, isn't it? Everything. It's been like this for the last month, hasn't it?
You can't really knock a season. All right, we didn't get into the top four, but you can't really knock a season where you've won two trophies and got to the Champions League, which would have been one of his targets set by the chairman, what have you, pre-season, before the season started. So he's done that, if we win the Europa League. But it's always nice winning a trophy, isn't it? Nah, that's what it gets into
football's
the
about winning trophies and having
silverware.
Moments like that.
Yeah.
It's a trophy in itself, never mind the added business of Champions
more
League.
It's isn't it?
Yeah, well, cup, bars.
It's got no handles, has it?
You call it what you like.
Yeah. The thing is, we could end up winning two trophies here and still only have three handles on them at the end of the season. Three, if you get the Charity Shield's not got any. It's got a stand, hasn't it? We've got one with three handles, one with none, and one on a stand.
Where's the parade?
Has David Moyes still got that?
You'd never be able to hold them in the front of a bus, would you?
It's embarrassing.
A stand, a three-handled one, and a vase.
With some flowers in it. Yeah. Some red and white flowers.
Yeah. But it's the big thing for me is it's the completion of the set. There's nothing left to win,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's for me. Yeah, it'd be nice to just have it all. What is it, three other sides? Juventus, Ajax.
There's not many.
Juventus, Ajax, Chelsea. And Munich, four other sides, so Chelsea did them all in 2000, didn't they?
Yeah,
so there'll be five of us.
Oh, yeah, they won the Europa League Champions League. Of course, yeah, absolutely.
So,
how's the patient to your right?
Well, I'm going to have to fucking look after him, aren't I? And then when we get off in town, I'm going to have to get him home back to Chadderton.
Where were you?
Fucking hell, you know, people don't think about this, do they? Because Mike Hilton's staying in South, that's staying
see,
down
I,
here.
See, I think my suggestion to you, and you know, I've always given you good sound advice, yeah. is just leave him in a heap in Piccadilly, and people just assume he's been on Spice.
Well, did you not see what and was. Then, you obviously missed what was outside before. When you dropped him outside the bus and he was lay there, one of the bus drivers put a cup. Next to him, everyone walking past was putting money in it.
Joking?
No.
No way.
The drivers have took it on. They kept
it. Oh, that
it.
Is glorious. So hang on, just so we he got laid on the floor outside with a cup for a drink, and people have been throwing money in it. Thinking
pretty
he
much,
was,
yeah.
Thinking he was a homeless
when
place.
I got back and saw him, it was about £6 in there.
Do we know how much he's actually made? Because we could do a bung in the driver a bit.
Well, I've just yeah. I put a tenner in. Jay's put a fiver in.
Jay, how are you?
I'm not bad, mate.
Yep.
Bit of a non-event tonight, but
yeah, I've seen worse games
of football. You know what I mean? And there were some players just wanting the fitness, didn't they, for next week? Mm-hmm. As long as we win next week, it's irrelevant, isn't it? Yeah. It's what's going to happen Sunday. We all know what's going to happen, don't we?
Yeah, it'll be 0-0.
We someone on here might get a game next on Sunday. You know what I mean?
Can't say I'm looking forward to it.
Even Sam might get a game.
No, not in that condition. No.
I don't know.
No. I think Sam will have to pass a late fitness test.
I've got a great picture of him on the floor outside the bus. I'd love to put it on Twitter.
Yeah.
But I just can't because it's just nasty.
All right. Yeah, it is nasty. If you wait, I'll do it.
I'll text it to you, Steve.
Yeah, do it. Sorry, you're right.
How are you, Steve? You're right, mate.
Yeah.
What were we saying? It's dead rubber, isn't it? You know what I mean? Say it again, mate.
Was that a new watch?
It is, mate, yeah.
Is it what I think it is?
It is. I won't go to say anything on the podcast, but I mean, to be fair, I went on the website and I saw what they had to offer and I just loved it, to be fair. So
you're actually obsessed with low time.
I am. It cost me £75. It was the best £75 I've ever spent, to be fair, Steve. You know, so there you go.
So that's you've got one. Your dad's got one.
I've got one. My dad's got one. Yeah. Thinking about my mum for one for her birthday.
Yeah. Did you use the United code?
No. What was the code, mate?
Could you not listen to the last time? If you go on Lord Timepiece's website,
right, so
type in the promo code. So when you buy your mum one,
yeah.
United is the code, 10% off.
Okay.
Free shipping.
Just 10% and free shipping.
It's 10% and free shipping.
Should be really happy with that, to be
United
fair.
10. Yeah.
Okay, United
so
10.
Which one are you going to get?
Just a small one that fits on a wrist kind of thing. I mean, she's 84, I think, kind of thing. So she'll really enjoy them as
I
well.
I don't think there's they anything are, better than
mate,
the, any 84 year old.
They are classic timepieces, to be fair. Joking aside.
Good man. Well, well
cheers,
done. I'm sure they'll be pleased with that. What were your thoughts on tonight in terms of the game? And
dead rubber, isn't it? You know what I mean? I mean, you know, to be fair, the away end was decent. A load of people made the trip kind of thing, but you know, it was always going to be what it is going to be. People are moaning about, you know, we didn't score, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's put all his eggs in one basket, so that's, you know, if it all goes pear-shaped, it's only him to blame himself kind of thing, you know what I mean? But
wasn't a bad game of football tonight.
It was all right, it was decent.
Because I think Southampton played decent stuff.
Well, I always think they played decent kind of thing, you know, got decent wing-backs and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, it's what it is, isn't it? You know, I didn't expect to win, I didn't expect to lose kind of thing. It's always going to be a draw, you know, for me. But roll on Wednesday.
Yeah,
that's the big thing.
Are you day-stopping?
Day-trip, mate.
Ryan, how are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. You were the last person to vomit all over the bus.
Well, you know.
I was wondering what advice you'd give to Sam back on the there, who's not very well.
Just don't do it in your uncle's car because you get in trouble.
Give James 5
of us. Mate, I feel sorry for him tomorrow morning. It's a shame when you wake up, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've all been there when you wake up and think.
Given his activity on Tinder, I reckon he's woken up the next day with bigger regrets than he'll have today.
Bigger women.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Probably smelling worse as well. Anyway, right, that's us done. We're on our way back. I've actually got to get off early. I'm getting off at Winchester Services because my car's. The problem I've got is my car's southbound.
Can you take the bearers with you?
No, not a chance.
And it's not one of those with a bridge over?
No, so my car's southbound and the bus is going to get null, so I am going to have to run across the motorway.
Do it.
Well,
I've got no
choice.
Like Frogger.
Yeah, it will be like Frogger. I'd quite like that there would be video game noise going on in the background.
What an amazing way to go.
What, getting run over?
Yeah, I was going to compare it to a PFA guy, but I won't.
The thing is, if it was like the end of season, there was nothing left to play for, I probably would just get straight off the bus and run over the road blind. But I'm just gonna have to. I can't afford to get run over and killed and miss the final. So
when is it you fire? You don't. You're doing the 2 days.
Yeah, you asked me that before. Stop asking me about what I'm getting. I'm not coming to meet you for the drink.
I hope you get run over.
Yeah.
So do I. But I mean, not in that way.
Anyway, right. That's it from us. We're off home. Cheers, lads. Thanks for all your comments on the pod this season. It's been much appreciated. We've brought a lot of fun to people, apparently. I don't see it myself, but that's what they keep telling us. It's been good. Obviously, last away, it's been a fun season again.
There's the lasting memory.
Poor little bastard. But again, it's the way to look at it is it's a 26th season without anyone dying. Albeit it's not quite over yet.
We're not home yet.
I know, but
you haven't made it across that motorway.
Well, there is that. I know, but that won't be technically a bus death, will it? It's got to be on board. But no, cheers for everything, lads. It's been appreciated. Hopefully, we'll be back for more fun and games come August. Next podcast. Can't remember if I'm doing it or Andy's doing it, but somebody will be doing something on Sunday. And Andy Mitten was exceptionally well dressed, I heard.
But your podcasts are funniest.
No, I disagree. Actually, I think he's a more professional and get more listeners.
I would disagree with that.
Oh, there you go. No, I disagree. I enjoy his more than I enjoy these ones. Dickheads like you lot. Anyway, listen, I need to go. So, thanks for everything again. Next podcast will be Sunday, and obviously we'll be out and about in and around Stockholm for what hopefully will be a really good end to the season. That's the last United We Stand podcast from the domestic away, brought to you by redarmybet.com. We'll see you next time.
And low time paces.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.